Okay, let's sort of summarize what we've seen. The past 2 days I've been giving sort of a lot of food for thought. Let's zero in on exactly what it says. Adam Bishvua. Adam Bishvua tells me, Prat La'anus. Well, I don't need a special Xeris HaKosav to say Anus doesn't bring a carbon. Anus, only Shogeg brings a carbon. And the Rambam explains in Hilchos Shogegas, what's the difference? Why a Shogeg brings a carbon and Anus doesn't bring a carbon? Perek Hei Hilchos Shogegas Halacha Vav. Habo'al Ishto Shelo B'Shas Vesta. V'ro Adam B'Yeis Tashmish. Bo'al Ishto, and it's not the time she's expected to become a Nido. B'Shas Tashmish, she saw Adam. Elu P'tumim Mikor Ben Chatas. Mimnei shezek ko'onus. Ko'onus. Yes, onus ko'onus. So, v'eino shogeg. Okay, period. No, now he gives a hesper. Shasho, why is it that shogeg brings a carbon and onus doesn't bring a carbon? Shashogeg hayulo livdok v'livdakdek. He should have checked and been very careful. V'libodak yofa yofa, had he checked very well, the dikte peshelos who cross-examined the situation, or your boli de shkoga, you wouldn't have had a shogeg. Well, if he shalo torach bedrisha v'chakira, he didn't take the effort to check things out well. V'achach yes, and then act afterwards, torach kapara. He's a kapara. Avozeh mahayolol lasos. What should you have done? Hare Tahora Hoiso, she was a Tahora, Shobashas Veset, and it's not when she expected them. Reinze Elo Onis. And therefore, so what does it mean? Onis doesn't require Kapara, number one. If you take a look in the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, Eric Aleph Halach Aleph, he says as follows. Kol mitzvah shebatorah, bein esei bein lo saseh, im ova odom al achas mehem, bein bezodin bein bishkoga. When do you have to do tshuva? Bein bezodin bein bishkoga. And he avera, why? What do you do tshuva on bishkoga that you didn't check? But if it's nothing to do, there's nothing to tshuva on. Take a look at Rambam, at the last Rambam, at the very end, Perish Mishnayitz of Yuma, says the same thing. There's no tshuva, there's no vidu, there's nothing. Because there's no charot alova, there's no kabbalah alova, it's out of your control. Now, prat la'onus, Ha'odom prat la'onus means that the idea of onus in Shvua has its own definition. When that, even though normally I have to check, and if I don't check, I have to bring a carbon, it requires kapara. Onus in Shvua is a different onus. It's ha'od, is defined by daitum yusheva solov, willful or not willful. That's number one. It's a different definition of onus. It is a ma'aseh aveira. It's not a ma'aseh aveira. We'll see. Onus, we saw the Rambam and the Ramban. Both are clear that onus is a ma'aseh aveira. It's a p'tor onshin. What about this onus? Is it a p'tor onshin or hafgah from ma'aseh aveira? Let's see. But we're redefining ha'odom here, redefines onus. And onus is part of Meir Korban. That's the first thing. Comes along Tosis, And what does the Gemara say? What's an example of onos? Yeah, you have to be very, very careful. Onos is libcho onoscha. I'm sure pralon is heichidami. Rav Kahana Ravasi. Rav Kahana like Ravasi. You take a look at Rashi Daf Lamed Amar Aleph. Lo karina bahu nishboyin les sheker. What does Rashi say? Rashi telling a very important idea. Ha adam bishvua now tells us what is sheker. Sheker is willful sheker. Otherwise, it's not sheker. So, what is ha adam bishvua telling me? Ha'odim b'shvua is now telling me there is no aveira. Why not? Because it's not sheker. Where's Rashi coming from? Tosefta, Perek Beis, Tosefta Dalet. It says it's not sheker. It's not sheker. Sheker is willful sheker. Otherwise, if I say a fact, which I believe totally is true, so I'm not willfully lying. If I look at it in objective terms, it's a lie. If I look at it in willful, it's not willful. So sheker, when it comes to lo shishov b'shmila sheker, because I have exeris, because of ha odem b'shvua, tells me it's not sheker. It's a rashi. I use ha odem b'shvua now to define what is sheker. Okay. But it's an onus, and it's not sheker, it's not nice aver. So Tosus has a kasha. He says, maybe it's not very ptur carbon. He says, no. It says, Kishen shenigre shkogos mutarim, kashvu al shkogos mutaros. It's mutaros. Rav kind of Ravasi. Now, what about is, so it says, is it an aveira? It's not an aveira. So he has a Gemara in Gittin. Now, here you have to be very, very careful with what he's telling us from Gittin. He says, listen, it's the Ptur, it's the Ptur Onos. If there's a tzad pshia, so it's not onus. What does that mean? That means if I'm convinced something is true, I take a shua about it. I don't have to check a million times if it's true or not. As long as I'm convinced it's true, I can take a shua. What does onus mean? You're in mechuyev to check. Something you weren't, what does shogeg mean? You weren't mechuyev to check. What do you need a kapara for shogeg? What's the carbon coming from? Carbon's coming from the fact that you didn't check. Now, as long as this ptur is onus, so it means you didn't have to check. And told us that it's not a ma'aseh aveira. Now, then he has a problem with the Gemara and Gittin. So he says, this woman knew at the very beginning she's going to have to take a shvua, because every shomer has to take a shvua if they say, I'm not going to hold you. So she should have been very careful to remember exactly where she put it. And the fact that she didn't remember where she put it meant she wasn't, means that there's a tzad pshia. So I no longer can pater from tzad onus. So Tosus is talking about what? Tosus is talking about the tzapshir. Where's the tzapshir? She remembers where she put it. And she had to remember where she put it, because the shomer has to know where they put it, otherwise they can't give it back. But what shvua did she take? Now every shomer takes three shvuas. Yesterday I quoted a Rambam. Chil Ginsburg wanted Medayik in the Rambam. It's a Gemara at the Bamatzia Dav Vovim and Aleph. Gemara in Baba Kama Dav Kozayin. Shalosh Shvuot Mashbiyin also. You give him three Shvuot. Shani Beshusi, Shalosh Shalachti Beyad, Shalosh Pashayti. Three Shvuot. Wait a second. The Gemara says, why did she get an onesh? Because she took something else. She took a shvua that she was not nene. She was not nene. So Eger and Gittin says, wait a second. She wasn't nene. That's not shvua she's mechuyev to take. It's a voluntary shvua. She had to take three shvuas, shalosh shalachti boyad, she'enu b'shusim. Wait a second. Are those shvuas shvuas emes or the shvachter? Well, what did she do? She took this canister and gave it away. That's shlichus yad b'shogeg. The whole issue whether shlichus yad b'shogeg is shlichus yad or not. But the Gemara says, but she wouldn't have been nenash if it's just that. Because at the time she said she was shalach yad, she didn't believe she was shalach yad. Number one. Number two, something else. She was nenash, she was makabel of very specific onesh. An onesh that her children would die. And she was nenash with that. And she only was makabel that onesh on the shvua of hanah. Gemara said she was nene. Shtarshin. So she only was nene on that. So Tosa said. Tosa says, but she was posheya because she should have known where it was, and therefore he can't say onus. Okay, now, you take a look, for instance, in the Rajbin Gittin and many other Rishonim. They say, no, in Dine Mominus it's different. Okay. Tosa doesn't blame in Dine Mominus. Tosa says this, it's apshia here. Now, why is Mominus different? For one of two reasons. Mominus is different. That when I talk about myself, I have to check on one level. If I'm talking about somebody else's money, I have a much greater chiyuv to be medakdek on it. And therefore, there's a tzad pshia always there. For instance, I go to someone's house. And by accident, I break a window. Comes up to me and says, you owe me 1,000 shekel for a broken window. I said, I didn't break the window. And I'm convinced I didn't break the window. I didn't realize that, you know, I did something that resulted in the broken window. According to our Tosis, if I took a shvua, I don't owe you 1,000 shekel. Potter, I'm not a showman. According to the Rajba and many other Rishonim, and Gittin, Tosin, and Gittin, nothing, Mominim. Now, why? Could be one of two reasons. Number one, Mominim, I have to check. Or number two, it's a Shua Sepikadin. Take a look at where the Xeris HaKosov, or Odin Bishvua is, it's by Shua's Bitoy. The losa say lotsi shovu b'shmila sheker. Well, it's a chatos olu v'yorei. Shua sepikodin losa chachashu losa shaku ish b'miso. It's a different losa say, a different onish. And what is shua sepikodin? Gzeila al yedei shvua. How do I know it's gzeila al yedei shvua? I mentioned it the other day. Let's take a look. It's the Gemara in Shmos HaPikodin. take a look on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Itmar, 1, 2, 5 lines up from where it spreads out. Mashbia Ede Karka. Pliga Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Leit. Chadom Achayu, Chadom Apoto. The Gemara is coming up, Shua Sepikot Nabal Karka. Akov Mama Shesham Chayu, Shtar Poto. What's the Machlokas? Karka is an Exelus, a Karka ain't an Exelus. Where do we get this machlokas of karka and exiles karka? The pasuk says, "V'chichesh b'miso riba b'pikadon b'tshumas yad omir klal prat klal." Learn from shua sapikadon. Since shua sapikadon is gzeila yedei shua, and karka and exiles, there's no aver of shua sapikadon on karka. That's the gzeira sakosim. And may I learn? There's no karka and exiles. So gzeiling shua sepikon is all one. Gzeila yedei karka. I said, in the case of breaking the window, I don't owe you 1,000 shekel, and I do. I'm gozel from you. There's a gzeila of 1,000 shekel. So shua sepikon is different. It's not just stam like a shua sepikon. It's a very special halacha. Gzeila yedei shua. We have korban, karen, v'chomish. Gzeil yedei shua. So now, question is, maybe Tosfos is suggesting that not the difference is I have to be medaktik in mammon more than I have to be medaktik in other shuas. No, it's a different halacha. That the whole Gzeir Sakot Zohodim B'Shu wasn't stayed. Like Gabi Shu Sepikon Gzeir Lai Deshu. Two separate parshas on the Torah. But, wait 1 second. What Shvu was Shine and Ashan? I know Hano. The question is, that those were not the Shvuas that she was Mechuyev to take. Those are not shuas hashama. So it's a voluntary shua. The question is as follows. Was it a shuas bitoy or a shuas hapikot? What does that depend on? The fact that she had to, let's say she was nana. She was nana. Does that mean she owes him money? She owes money because she was nana? Or not. What did she do? Well, let's just describe what she did. She had a canister full of flour and she handed it to an ani. Wait a second. Let's just try to understand a little here. Picking it up to give it away to someone. The ani takes it, he makes a kinyan. So who's, and there's a neva b'shogeg happening. She doesn't realize there's a din of zohav inside. The ani doesn't realize there's a din of zohav inside. No one realizes there's a din of zohav inside. So what's the halacha neva b'shogeg? So it's a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos L'chora. Where is it? It's a Mishnah of Ayantesomet Aleph in Baba Kama. What's the case there? The case there is that I go into someone's corral and I make believe it's mine. I don't touch the animals. And I have a balchov. I owe him a certain amount of money. And I said, here, take this sheep, which is worth that amount of money, and that's how I'm paying you off. The person takes the sheep. He walks out of it. He thinks it belongs to the one who owes the money. Really, it belongs to someone else who's out of town. And he walks off with the sheep. Tosa says, who's chayev? The person who takes the sheep is potter. The person who told it to him is chayev, because the person who takes it is a shliach l'dvar aveira. And here you apply yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Rambam says, no, the person who took the sheep is chayev. According to Rambam, it's very clear. A ganav b'shog is a ganav when it's physically taking it. Okay. What happens if I do a shvuas hapikodin b'shogeg according to the Rambam? Ha'odin b'shvu am potor. Rambam applies ha'odin b'shvua to, according to the Rambam, it's different. Am pot, it's not gzeila yedei shvua. According to Tosis, apparently, at least that's the way Yamshel Shlomo understands it. According to those, Gneva B'Shogeg is not a Gneva. So the Oni didn't do it. Whether the issue, Tos is talking about where the Mashaleach is amazed, it could be according to Tosis that she is a she, by giving it away, was a Ganav. Could be. And but that's not the shvua that she's chayev for. What is the shvua that she's chayev for? Lo nehenesi. Now, is that a shvua sepikodin or a shvua sebitui? That depends. If I have hanor without realizing having hanor, and you lose, am I chayev for that hanor? Not pashas. I'm not chayev for that hanor. So it's not a shvua sepikodin. If I'm chayev for the shvua shelo nehenesi, comes. So the pashas, we're not talking about a shvua sepikodin. If a person will create it, something I don't want to have to take a week off to decide whether or not she's chayev for the hanor she had or not. But it's only the only time you can say pshat and tosis about shvua sepikodin if I manufacture some scenario that she would be chayev momen, and what she takes the shvua about the hanor is a shvua sepikodin. The pashtus of tosis is the difference between the different shonim is a very simple difference. Whether or not there is where the pshia lies. Always in moment there's a pshia, or only in a shoma there's a pshia. If you take a look though in the Ritva here, the Ritva is very, very clear here in Shavuos. Ritva is the only Rishon I said who was bothered by the fact that this is not a regular type of a shvua. The Ritva here says, "Fapirshuhu betosis shiny hosim shegarma lenafsha onus." She caused. It's not a regular onus. She caused it herself. The cave in the pikodin have it. It's a pikodin have it. Lusuva beduchta. She should have put it in a place that she'd remember, not in some crazy place that she forgot about it. V'having l'nami asuki died in shem and nehenis memenah shalomidas, and she should have realized that she's going to be nena shalomidas. So what is Tosfos? What is the Ritva saying? He's saying very, very clearly. He's saying very, very clearly that she's a. It's not because he's within Tosfos, but further into Tosfos. The moment I am a shomer, I have to make. It's an extra degree of being careful where I put it and what happened to it. And if I'm not, and if I was sloppy about where I put it and what happened to it, I'm a posheya. And if I can't say I'm an onus ha odum b'shua. Onus for sure is an onus. It's a type of onus. It's a different type of onus. Tosfos not 100% clear, but the Beit Ritva is very clear. It's that it's not because it's a shua sabikodin, it's a chiv moment. No, it's the sloppiness of a shomer. If you take a look, for instance, Tosfos and Gittin, the Rashba and Gittin, they talk about dini momentus is different. Now, the Rambam is different. Ha'odim b'shvua talks about three things. An onus in the mais ha'shvua, an onus in the chalos ha'shvua, and onus in the averus ha'shvua. Three separate things. And we'll see, and as we go through the sugya, we'll see exactly. It's a different types of onus. Rambam says that onus in Maisa Shvua is either when I took the Shvua I was onus. Let's see what the Rambam says. Rambam Perek Aleph. Shuas HaPikot, Shuas HaLoch HaChas. But let's say I took a Shuas HaPikot and I didn't realize I was Chayav Mama. So, he says, I'm an Onos Upotor. Ram implies Ha'odom B'Shuas to Shuas HaPikot, number one. That's when I said it, I thought I was telling the truth. Same thing Shmuel said, it's onus. Now, Rambam Paragimel begins Paragimel and says, Kol anishba shvua me arba min yashua se'edus. I mean, shvua zbitoy, shvua shav, shvua sepikandu, shvua se'edus. Here is a pota miklum. Anishba betchilosu ba'onus. It was in the ma'isa shvua. Kamosha b'yarnu, like I said there in Parag Aleph, Gabi Shwasabika and Shwasaidus. Shinishba Venanas, that it is an onus in the Kiyomashvua. And here, other Rishonim, Rashi, the Ritva explicitly disagree with him. Oh, Sheishbio Anas, and Anas was, someone was Mashbia Miba Anas. So Machol Houghton asked yesterday, what about Shwasota? I would have asked a better question. I said, I'm not sure that's an onus. Because she has an option. He says, psychological onus. I should have said much better teretz. Ram's talking about nishba me'atzmo. There are two types of shvua. There's nishba me'atzmo and mushba yidei acherim. Shvua sapikodin. What's a shvua sapikodin? I say, you owe me 1,000 shekel. I say, I don't. I'm ashbia, you say. I don't owe you 1,000 shekel. I never said the word shvua. But al pidin, that becomes a shvua. And it's al daiti. When we mashbia, we already saw, when mashbia is someone in Bezdin, it's al daito of al das acherim. That's not someone else's das. I'm not sure what the Rambam says. The honest tells him, you take a shvua. Someone forces me to take a shvua. Mushma piyachirim is a whole different type of shvua. I don't know whether this halacha applies. That could be the difference for shvua sota, or it could be the one I said yesterday, that she has a choice, she doesn't have to swear. Okay, now, yes, speak a little louder. Yes. And therefore? No. No. If it's Mushman Piach, it depends what aspect of it. So someone forces me to take a shvua, so, and I say something, he says, so one aspect of Adam B'Shua is certainly true. If I say, in any Yodelach Eidus, then I didn't know Eidus. Certainly true. That's true in Shua Sepikon as well. It's true in case of Shua Sot as well. That certainly is true. Okay, now, That's the first part. Now, who disagrees with Tosfos and says there is an Avera? So the one who clearly disagrees with Tosfos, if you take a look in the Tosfos of Rosh and Gittin, not the Tosfos of Rosh here, he has two tzedotim. There's a Tshuvas HaRosh. Wait one second, let me finish, and then the floor is open. He says, in this case, he's talking about that there's not a shvua b'chal. He says very explicitly. So then in Korban, okay. What the Rimei Gash says, you could interpret the Rimei Gash to say it's only a p'tur mikorban. Now, then you have the Shitas HaRambam. The Mechaber wants to say a very simple fact that according to the Rambam, there is an Avera. Okay. It goes like this. Reish Lamites. Reish Shomrim. He says, we divrei Rambam nira, the shua zeiros in asuros, the gam b'shar shvuos near midvarav, v'shapota mikorban yisura miha iko. In other shuas, that is all of these different things. That means Zerizin, Havai, Onsen, and Shkogos. According to the Rambam, comes along the Shach. And I overstated what the Shach said yesterday. David Ullman pointed it out to me. And the could be the Gra, certainly the Shach says so. The Rambam's Mechalek when they are b'shvuos. Kiv gab b'shvuos onsin harizem muter u'b'shvuos havai u'shkogos potur aleihem. Masha deva onsin afilu isur aleka. If you take a look in the Rambam here, Hilchos Shvuos, she says Paragim Aloha Dalid. And then the Shua Shal Shkogos, he says it's Potter. So the Shach wants to, the Chor is making such a chilek. In which case, so the Rambam, we understand the Rambam. But if it's potter mi onshin, my problem is that really, it's not just, is it p'tor korban? Is it p'tor mi onshin? What does the Rambam say in Perek Aleph, for instance? He says, Upotter miklum, there is no onish. Klum, no onish whatsoever. Potter miklum means no onish. No onish means lechora that this woman, he's not answering why this woman was nenash. Potter miklum. But it still could be he didn't have era. Okay. But according to the Mechaber, the Rambam goes like the Rosh, and it's very difficult to say that. The problem I have with the Shach's Pshara and the Shach's Diuk is everything comes out, according to the Rambam, from Ha'odim B'Shua. The Ha'odim B'Shua Ma'ahafkar from the Shua, it's Hafkar from Onish. To say that there's a difference between one application and the other application, it's all part of Ha'odim B'Shua. That's my difficulty with the Shach. The Mechaber doesn't say what the Shach says, and the Shach says no. He says, Mashma, from the Mechaber, that there's always an issue. Okay. Now, and then he'll do it. If we're going to use the IT, it's either all or nothing. The fact that in Shus Onsen he says Mutter, seem to imply, and he says Potomiklum, means there is no onus, that doesn't take care of the Gemara again. Now, yes, speak a little louder. Very, very good. Comes along Daniel Cohen and says, wait a sec. What is it? He says as follows. What does Ha'odim B'Shua tell me? That the Shua that I said is not a Shua. What is the Shua? The Shua that I meant to say, right? Right? But the Shua that I said, normally, what am I also in the Shua that I said? If someone forces me to such a Shua, I'm not totally in the Shua that I said. I'm totally in the Shua that I meant to say, right? And therefore, he said, that's why it's not... Very good point, let me think. Excellent, 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 Rabbi. Yashikach Godel. Yashikach Godel. Let me think, okay? Excellent point. Now, Tosis is a little, as we proceed in Tosis is a little interesting. What does Tosis say? So, if you take a look in the Tosus Harosh, what is one of his rayas is an Avera, except it's a Ptur Korban. He says, we see from the Gemara and the Darim, you need two Psukim, one for Korban, one for Lav. So here we only have one Kopalsuk. Apparently, the Lav is still there. Tosus Harosh in Genesis. So comes our Tosus to answer that question. You'll say, why? He says, Yesh Lomo, the Lord Domiklau. Not to be compared. The Hosim Shabim Boilon Trekron, and you two psukim. Chad the Mifter Shogig me carbon. One to say Shogig doesn't bring a carbon. Okay, Vachad, the Mifter Mazed me Malkus. Wait 1 second. Let's recall that Gemara. We call that, calling that Gemara, what do we say? So the Rambam says, well, of course, there are two lavim, the Zbal Yachol, and there is those who show Bishmila Shaka. I need two psukim, one to get rid of this lav, one to get rid of that lav. Wonderful. According to the Ramban, it's on one lav of Bal Yachol. And so, one says, there is no lava b'yachol. Wonderful. So why do I need the other pasuk to talk about kolal? Fine, I understand what he says. But now, Tosis doesn't say that. Apparently, Tosis agrees to the Ramban of Paskin like Ravin. So what does he say? Chad l'mifter shogig mi korban. Fine. V'chad the mifter mezid mi malkus. Mezid, there is bal yachol. Except, well, there's no malkus for it. Now, what case is he talking about? So let's see. He says, levatel samitzvah. Levatel samitzvah. there's an Isser of Bal Yachal? No. No Isser of Bal Yachal. It's a Shav. Shalo Oniach Tvilin, Shalo Ol Chalmat. It's a Shav. It's no Bal Yachal. Lo Sishavish Shem Hashem Lekach LaShav. So when he says Mezim in Malkus, Behechrich, he must be talking about what case? He must be agreeing with the Ramban. If I did it B'kolel, and it's Chal, because Tosu says it's Chal B'kolel, Shalo Ol Chamatz L'Kol Ashona, and it's Chal. So then, and so according to Tosu, I'm not allowed to eat matzah. But if I do eat matzah, so Ramban says Potter. Ramban says Chayev. He explained that. Tosis, if Tosis is talking about Kolo here, it's the only thing that makes any sense. He's agreeing with Ramban. But I'm not sure. I don't exactly, Tosis doesn't speak too much. The only Tosis has been pushed into a corner to agree with the Ramban. He may be saying the same thing as Ramban. Maybe not. But he should have mentioned something about Kolo. He should have said something about something. Tosis, and apparently, you know, this is Tosis is teretz. Tosis has to come up with some teretz. He says, but here, Aval Hocha, Kishapot Shoge, it's saying the whole Shvuah is not a Shvuah. And so not a Shvuah, How was Tosis so sure? Not a Shvuah. Well, simple. Does it apply to the Dorim also? Wait a second. What are we talking about? We'll see. He certainly doesn't agree with the Rambam. According to Tosis, the whole sugya of Nidrei Onsen is a whole different mahalach. That he certainly doesn't agree. What about? Let's take a look there in. What does the Ran say there in the Dara? See if Tosis agrees with it. Where is he saying Nidre Onsen? Arab in the Dorm Hitiru Chachom. Umut Mufarish Big Marsh Mutaram Bale, Nidre Zayrison, Shlona Lazaris. Where's the line here? Where he says, the two types of onus. One of the Maisa Shvua. Nidre Shkogel, Simachaltim Lo Achaltim. Trey Gavnik Tonic. Chode de Beshaz Nidro Ho Yeshogeg. Gonkonim Achaltim Ashosisi. Namish Ho Yeshogeg Beshash Nedder Roy Locho. In the Maisa Nedder and in the Chalosa Nedder. Avo Bisha Beshosh Yotzim Piv Lo Ho Yeshogeg. Shani Ocho, Shani Sosa. The cave in the Nidra Bachil, okay. He says, Kishem Shindigre Shkogos Mutoros, Kach Shvua Shkogos Mutor, Tim Shuner Zeris. He says, Hechi Domi Shvua Shkogos, and he says, Kirav Kana Ravasi. He says, so, if I just would take the Gemara here, Kipshuter of Kana Ravasi, is built on what? Hodim b'shua. And if that applies to shua and applies to neder, so applies to all hafla l'chora. But it doesn't apply to haveris ha-neder, haveris ha-neder. Okay. Now, with this in mind, but and then, okay, let's leave this hanging in the air until we have greater clarity. Now, there's another gzeras hakos. Al helam shua hu chayev, al helam chayev shua chayev, no al helam chayfetz. How does the Rambam understand this? And how does Rashi and Tosfos and other Rishonim understand it? Helam Chayfetz. The Rambam, when he talks about it, I said, I'm not getting paschitin. I have something. I think it's pasorim. Har is a onosupator. It's an honest. Wait a second. I have a piece of fat. And I think it's shuman, and it turns out to be chalev. It's a shogeg chayev. But here, honest, it's not an honest. There, it's a shogeg. So what's the difference? I get confused between shuman and chalev. I get confused between chit and sorum, because here I have a gzeras hakosa. What does that mean? That means the Torah has redefined shogeg and honest in the case of Shvuah. And now remember what the Rambam said in Hilchos Shkagas, that if I have a piece of fat and I'm not sure whether it is chaylev or shuman, I have to check it out to the end to make sure exactly what it is. And therefore, if I didn't check it out and I made a mistake, I'm chayev a korban. But if I say shlocha paschitim, the Torah has redefined what shogeg and onus is, the gabei shvuah. So the Rambam is telling me, if I'm about to eat it, I have to remember exactly that I took a shvuah and what shvuah I took. And if I don't remember about the shvuah, what shvuah it was and I took, I'm a shogeg. But when I take the piece of bread in my hand, I'm not mechuyev to check it out arasof. I'm an honest. If I get confused between paschit and paso, according to Rambam, it all comes under honest. And what's the tour of honest from a carbon? You don't have to check. That's what Rambam says in Hilchos Shkagas. Now, let's continue the Gemara. Until now, I talked very generally and vaguely. Now we're zeroing in. By this time, you should have chewed over the sugya. Now, let's see. The Gemara says, Mochko b'marofa, bishlam ashua mashkachas lo b'lo chayfetz. Gond o amashua shlo ochal paschitin kosove shochal koma. Shuase inchi, he forgot the shua, chav tzedok, chayfetz b'lo shua echidomi. Gond o shua shlo ochal paschitin kosove shosore. The Shua say Dokale Chevtze Inchi. Came to Chevtze Inchi. Vuhu, Hainu Helam Shua. I didn't realize I swore about this thing. El Omar Rabbeloso Dovido Achas. It's all one. Says Rashi. What does Rashi say? Vazu Aine Mishneh. There's a problem with the Brisa. The Brisa is a Meshabeshto. Ramban doesn't like that. He quotes, he says, that's Rashi. Ramban here says, no. He says, he quotes Rashi. He says, there's a different pshat besides Rashi. He doesn't like that Rabbi Lezer says it's Meshabeshta. Perish Rashi. V'yesh meforshon hakom, lo mashkach zolom helam chavetz below sheshvu. Only if I have a helem, if the only thing is helem shvua, but what caused the helem shvua, then I got confused about the shvua. But if what caused the helem shvua is a helem chayef, I'm not going to be chayef. What is he saying? What is the Ramban saying? What's the logic behind the Ramban? Logic is, what is the machayef of a carbon? The ha'aloma. The ignorance when I shouldn't have been ignorant. It's the ha'aloma, but it's a ha'aloma ha'goremes. What caused the Aveira? What caused the Aveira was Haloma of the Chayfetz or the Haloma of the Shua. I need the cause of the Aveira being what? The Haloma of the Shua. And that's why the Gemara asks. And what happens if Haloma Zubazu? I don't know this one. I was ignorant of two facts. Gemara says, wait a second, ignorant of two facts. So it's not the Haloma Shua that caused the Avera. Because even if I knew the Shua, I still would do it. Like Gemara says, Haloma Zubazu is Potter. Then the Ramban quotes Yerushalmi. And what's Yerushalmi say? There's a Machlokas here on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph in the Gemara. Tomei shenichnas lemikdash brings also korban olah v'yoreid. What is it? So, and a shogeg. What's a shogeg? There are two facts that contribute to the aveira, that I'm tomei and that it's mikdash. Two facts contribute to it. Now, so one mandama says it's only in helam tuma, not in helam mikdash. The other says no, it's Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash. Either one. So Yerushalmi says, wait a second. According to the Manda Omar, who says Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash, and I have Zevazeh, both of them, and I'm ignorant to both of them, I'm going to be Chayav two Korbanos. Why? So the gentleman here at the bottom of the Baal HaKovetz Mefarshim asks a question. He says, I don't get a carbon for two korbanos for one aveira. He answers, my dear gentleman, what is the mechayev of a carbon? Let's say I got confused. And instead of saying today is Tuesday, I think today is Wednesday. So comes next Shabbos, I think it's Sunday. So, and then I do all sorts of things. I turn on lights, I cook, etc. How many halomas do I have? It's Shabbos. What does the Mishnah in Shabbos say? Mishnah Shabbos says, if I don't know Shabbos exists in the world, and I'm a chalal Shabbos for loads of Shabbosos, so it's only one carbon. Why? I did loads of Averis, but there's one halom. I don't know there's a Shabbos in the world. But let's say, Hayodei Iki Shabbos. I know there's a Shabbos. Awesome Lochos Harbor. Okay. I'll call Shabbos for Shabbos. Why? I lost my count. And since I lost my count, I don't know when Shabbos is. So I think it's Sunday, it really is Shabbos. So how many halomas do I have? One, I don't know what Shabbos. But I know Borer is also, I know Mevashel is also, I know Hotzor, I know everything. But there's one Halama. A Korban is brought not for the number of Averis you do, but for Halama. That is many Averis with one Halama. What about one Haveri with two Halamas? Shabbos is Yechayev twice. But our Gemara Daf Yutes Omer Al. That's the Yerushalmi. Comes along the Bavli and says, wait a second. According to the Manda Amar, who says that only Helim Tumah and not Helim Mikdosh. So, let's say Helim Zevazah, the same as our Gemara here about Helim Chafetz and Helim Shvuah. So again, what are you chayav for? Ha'alama ha'goremes. And if there's two, and you're only chayav for Helim Tumah, and it's Tumah plus the Helim Tumah plus Mikdash, even if I know I was Tumah, I still would go into, I don't believe, I didn't know this was Mikdash. So it's not a halama garemis. Same Gemara. But what about according to the Mandama, you chayav both for Helim Tumah and Helim Mikdash? So, what happens? Yochayev says Yerushalmi Yochayev twice. Okay, we shall continue.